Hello, this is Manuela Daskal and you're listening to the CJRO Radio Local News. The third application period for the Rural Ontario Development Program is now open. Rural communities and rural businesses looking for funding can apply to the ROD program. The ROD program provides cost-shared funding for projects that help rural communities. You can submit your application by 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday, October 1st, 2026. To qualify for the ROD program, you must meet both of the following requirements. Your organization must be one of the following: a municipality, a not-for-profit organization, an indigenous community or organization, a local service board, a small business with 1 to 20 employees, and your project must be within an eligible rural area of Ontario. If you need help with your application, you can call 1-877-424-1300 or send a message to rodprogram@ontario.ca. Starting Friday, August 21st, 2026, registered candidates and third parties in the 2026 municipal election can place election signs. Election signs may also be placed on a private property with permission from the resident or business. All election signs must be removed within 10 calendar days following the day of the elections. Following the certification of nominations for the 2026 municipal election, Mike Tarnowski was acclaimed to the position of mayor of Russell Township for the next term. Mr. Tarnowski declared that he is grateful for the trust and confidence placed in him, but that this moment is also bittersweet as elections are important for a healthy democracy. He also mentioned that his focus for the next term will be on financial management, strong infrastructure, reliable municipal services, transparent decision-making, and strategic planning. Russell Township residents will have the opportunity to still cast their vote for the four council positions. Mayor Tarnowski encourages the residents to remain engaged. Quote, learn about the candidates, ask questions, participate in the conversation, and most importantly, vote, end quote. Moreover, there will also be opportunities for residents to become involved through the township's committees and advisory bodies. The voting period runs from October 21st, 9 a.m. until Election Day on October 26th. At 8 p.m. The Township of Russell received $20,425 in provincial funding through the Rural Ontario Development Program Community Development Stream for its project Main Street Beautification for Business and Tourism in the Township of Russell. The project aims to enhance the municipal parking lot located at the start of New York Center Recreational Trail at the corner of Notre Dame Street and Blair Street in Embrun. As part of the project, the recreational trail will also be relocated behind the historic train station to provide a safer and more accessible route for all users. Work will begin this summer with the majority of the project scheduled to be completed in the spring 2027. The Prescott and Russell Entrepreneurship Center and the United Counties of Prescott and Russell recognize the achievements of the six participants in the 2026 Summer Company Program. This initiative helps young people turn their business ideas into successful ventures. Summer Company is one of the programs of Ontario's Small Business Enterprise Center, delivered locally by the Prescott and Russell Entrepreneurship Center and funded in partnership with the Government of Ontario. Throughout the summer, participants received personalized business guidance, mentorship, and financial support to help develop their entrepreneurial projects. This year, a total investment of $18,000 was provided to support the launch of six local businesses. From September 18th to September 20th, everyone is invited to take part and discover Autumn in the Country Arts Festival, which will showcase more than 25 artists, live painting, open studios, music, workshops, and public arts across Russell Township. Opening day will be on September 18th at McDougall Park on 50 Craig Street from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. During the reception, Russell-based artist Leslie Chandler will unveil her new temporary art installation, Breathe. On Saturday, September 19th, activities will include artist studio tour, artist alley, Battle of the Brushes, and the Russell Photo Expo winners. To wrap up the festival, a painting meetup is scheduled for Sunday, September 20th at McDougall Park. Autumn in the Country is organized by volunteers who are passionate about art and is supported by the Russell Agriculture Society, Good Art Community Altruism, Prescott Russell Arts Council, Russell Township, and the Russell Historical Society. Ecology Ottawa is accepting applications for the third year of its Eco Youth Council, offering youth aged 16 to 23 an opportunity to turn their passion for the environment into meaningful local action. Participants gain hands-on experience tackling environmental challenges, developing leadership skills, and connecting with peers who are committed to creating positive change in their communities. Applications are open until September 11, 2026. Interested youth are encouraged to learn more and apply at Ecology Ottawa. On September 11, starting at 5 p.m., the VARS Community Association is inviting the residents to an evening in the park, the Alcide Trudeau Park, for barbecue, popcorn, and an outdoor movie after sunset. You are welcome to bring your lawn chairs and blankets and settle in for a fun evening with family, friends, and neighbors. That wraps up our local news. If you have any questions, stories, or news to share, contact us at the following email address, localnewscgro@gmail.com. I also invite you to visit our website at cgroradio.com for the latest news. Goodbye.